So screw the mule and 40 acres. You want your cash.
I want my cash.
You want your cash.
I know where my cash is gone now, but what about where was it before?
I think Big Fatty had it. Because doesn't
he does have some money.
He holds on to all the money.
He does. As a matter of fact, that brings up a good issue about our little contest that we have not finished.
Yeah, I think we should just split.
We won't do it on this show. We should do it soon, though.
We should.
We will get back
either that or
it.
We should just split the $110 and, you know, each of us take the 55 and go.
That won't even pay for, for my break job.
No, but it'll buy you a fifth of vodka.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
So screw the mule and 40 acres.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 868 of the BFO for Monday, the 30th of May, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I have got... Every day is a fucking Saturday, and I am so confused as to what day it is and all. I'm just gonna... Yes! Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it is Memorial Day in the U.S. of A., and I know many of you, or at least some of you, may have the day off today. And, y'all, at least I think it's Memorial Day, because, y'all, let me just tell you something. I have been out of routine for so long that it's hard for me to keep the days straight. Big Freddy, you don't keep anything straight. But, y'all, I honestly, I had to think, okay, now what is today? Okay, this is Sunday, so I need to recode a little show for Monday. And, y'all, I'm going to try to keep my voice down a little bit because, y'all, quite frankly, in these rooms here at the motel, y'all, the walls are paper thin, and I hear the people in the next room, and I don't want them to think that I am some sort of escapee from the crazy mental institute. Benny, of course you are an escapee from Alcatraz. But anyway, y'all, since last we talked, y'all, it's all running together. So if I repeat myself, you're just going to have to forgive me, okay? Not only is it the ravages of age, but it is the ravages of trying to keep the days straight and all this kind of stuff. But y'all had a lovely weekend. Let's see, after I recoded on Thursday night for the Friday show, I went out to the KOK bar, the cock bar, and y'all, I had some delicious beverages with Ryan, who was my bartender. He was just as nice as he could be, and y'all, I met a young man. His name was Vince. And Vince and I struck up a conversation, y'all. He is an IT person, he's an it. And Vince was very nice and chatted up Big Fatty and y'all, that is an Italian spaghetti supper and iceberg wedge solid with blue cheese dressing and bacon. So we chitter-chatted for a little bit, and I told him about, I told Ryan, Ryan, coming up on Saturday, there's gonna be a cast of characters that invade this establishment, and they're gonna be coming to see Big Fatty. And he goes, yes! And so, y'all, I prepared him. And Vince, well, tell me about this a little show that you do, Big Fatty. And y'all, you know, I warned him, but he said he was going to listen. So we'll see if he's listening or not anyway. So, Vince, if you're listening, post a comment over there at the BFO. That's BigFattyOnline.com. You can post a comment over there. Yes, Big Fatty, it's very easy. And anyway, and he said that he might show up for the meet and greet on Saturday, but he didn't show up, y'all. And y'all, it's probably best. Probably best he probably listened to the Friday show and said, I'm not going to be around that. They're crazy. They're just crazy. But anyway, so had a lovely drinks with them. And y'all, let me just tell you, if you are ever in the San Francisco area, I highly recommend that you go to the Cock Bar. Ryan is the early bartender. He is just a nice young man, and y'all, he pours a manly drink. Oh, dear Gussie, does he pour a manly drink. Y'all, let me just tell you something. His regular drink is much stronger than those doubles Big Fatty was having down there at the House of Blues. So, needless to say, you will benefit from saying hello to Ryan, is all I got to say. But, y'all, afterwards, Big Fatty went to a little horror event, and, y'all, it was lovely, just lovely. And I won't get into the blow-by-blow details, but let's just say that everyone arrived, and Fatty, please, it may be Memorial Day, but we're still having Cheerios. Everyone arrived, but, you know, it was just wonderful. And, y'all, I came back to the hotel, and, y'all, I just crashed. I slept well. I slept real good. Then on Friday morning, y'all, I believe, now let me, y'all, because it's all a blur. It's all a blur. I don't know if we went to, now let me think us here a second. Did we go, yes. Did we go up there then? Okay. We went, I can't remember if we went to the Apple Snack Store, me and the Prawn, or the Nip, as he's called, my friend that lives out here, we went one day we went to the Sears Fine Foods for brofkas, and y'all, it was just lovely, just as I always remembered it. And y'all, if you're ever in the Union Square area of San Francisco, stop in at our good friends over there at Sears Fine Foods. Y'all, this is not a paid advertisement. It's just a good place to go and have your brofkas. But, y'all, we did that, and we went to the Apple Snack Store because the Nip was having problems with his iPhone. And, you know, Big Fatty's been having some problems with his iPhone. So, because, you know, it just wasn't working right. And, y'all, we had a lovely lung. We had a lovely lung. Oh, lovely lung, man. Oh, yeah. Well, y'all, in this city, that's quite common to find a lovely lung. But anyway, we had a lovely lung man. Y'all, he did a clean swipe. I don't know what he started my iPhone over, basically, is what he did. Because Big Fatty had everything backed up on the computer. And y'all, I just had to rename it a different name. I called it the iNATA. So I came back and I was having to upload the podcast and the songs and I didn't put all the pictures on there like I had on there before, because I don't need all that shit on there. And so anyway, but y'all, it's working lovely, just lovely. And but y'all, I will say then, and this will get back to why I'm speaking in a subdued tone today. But y'all, let me tell you something. Thursday night when I got back to the room, I could hear in the next room next to me, I hear. Now, this man was either a very loud snorer or the walls are paper thin. But, y'all, I think it's a combination of both. But, anyway, so, where was I? So got the phone redone and everything, and then, we didn't do that Friday. We did that. No, we must have done that 30. Y'all, you've probably heard about that already. But anyway, Big Freddy, you're just confused. Please move forward. Friday, we also went to the Presidio, y'all, which used to be you can goggle this, as Miss West would say, who you heard at the beginning of today's a little show, as Miss West would say, and y'all also that was that Daniel Biba, and y'all. They reminded me that, y'all, it's a holiday weekend, so y'all go out and buy you a fifth of gin or a fifth of vodka or, you know, just drink some that people may have left at your house or something like that. But anyway, it's a weekend to celebrate. It's an extended weekend for many in the U.S. of A. And but, y'all, we went to the Presidio, and which used to be an army base here in the San Franciscos. Y'all, there's beautiful vistas here. But y'all, we went to the Disney Family, the Walt Disney Family Museum. And y'all, I thoroughly enjoyed it. We got a coupon because the NIP is a member of the AAA. And you get a $5 discount if you're a member of the AAA. And so, y'all, we got the AAA discount, and we went through the museum. The NIP was busy playing on his iPhone the entire time. I don't think he looked at a single one of the exhibits, but that's okay because we were together. And but y'all, it was very interesting. Y'all, they had the little choo-choo train, the Lily Bell, that Walt Disney used to drive around his home. And by the home, I do not mean Shady Pines, but and y'all, it told of his life story and of his head being frozen and everything, and it showed of the plans for Disneyland and Disney World, and did you remember that Walt Disney died before Disney World even opened? So I think I may have forgotten that, but anyway, but Big Fatty found it very interesting. Very interesting. And anyway, Saturday, y'all, I'm just saying, move forward, Big Fatty, move forward. Saturday, the NIP and I went to, what did we do Saturday? We went to the Apple Snack Store. And we had to go by the theater where they're showing the Tales of the City. To see if we were going to be able to get our tickets for the little show. And it's very difficult. It's very difficult for the employees to get the tickets for this because it's so very popular. So anyway, we met some nice people there. But then we went to the Apple Snack Store because the NIP needed a new computer, y'all. The one that he has is 8 years old, y'all. It's that iMac with the round base that had the neck that would wobble around and everything and look at you and all that kind of stuff. And it's time. It's just time. It's getting slow. It's getting to be like it needs to go to Walnut Hills, y'all. But anyway, so we were in there, and a lovely young man, Jacob, Jaycob. Helped us in there, and y'all, he had a hickey on his neck, and of course we had to bring that to his attention, and he was not aware of how pronounced it was, but y'all, he was very helpful, and anyway, the NIP got him a new computer and a printer, and he got a discount. Yeah, cause y'all, Big Fatty was with him. Of course he got a discount. And we're going to be setting that up later today. Because, yo, what better way to celebrate Memorial Day than to set up the NIP's new computer? And, y'all, the NIP went to a professional to help him with his computers. Because, y'all, as you know, Big Fatty knows nothing about I do not use the computers. So, of course, the NIP came to me and said, Big Fatty, I need help. So I helped him. So anyway, and then, y'all, after that, we took a taxicab back to the Nip's place, and he wasn't quite ready to set it up then. So, y'all, I said, thank you very much. And, y'all, I went to go get ready for the meet and greet. But, y'all, quite frankly, I am not going to have enough time to tell you about the meet and greet other than it was just lovely. So I'm going to have to talk about it on tomorrow's little show because, y'all, I've got to do this. Now, y'all, quite frankly, Big Fatty is cheating. He's just cheating. I admit it. I'm a cheating fool. Because, y'all, I am previewing some birthdays, and I am reviewing some birthdays. Because, y'all, on Saturday was my youngest daughter, Nessa's, birthday. Y'all, she was out gathering Idaho potatoes, I believe, for her birthday. Either that or drinking a lot of vodka. But y'all, I did see a tweet where she was having a Tanqueray and tonic. And, you know, that made, it made Big Fatty's hot, just Twitter. And, y'all, Tamari, the 31st, is Casey in Denver's birthday. He's the number two fan of the BFO for 2011. So we are sending out early birthday wishes to him, because y'all, I gotta talk about this. I gotta talk about this meet and greet on Tamari's show, and I just don't want to. Yes, Big Fatty, we get it. Move forward, and y'all, I believe, there used to be a podcaster that did a podcast that I thought he had a fake birthday in May, but you know his real one is on October. But y'all, I'm so confused that. You know, I just don't know. So anyway, and y'all, anybody else who had a birthday and I forgot it or didn't know about it or anything, just happy exiting the love, not the love chamber, Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Happy exiting, celebrate, poor Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm tired. Can you hear it? Y'all, happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes!
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, Gussie. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, y'all, I've had some lovely brofkuses here. There's a little place right around the corner from the hotel that, y'all, they do a good brofkus. And one morning I had to wait on the Nip to get there for brofkus, and, y'all, they have the good strong coffee. And the good coffee, and y'all, I was waiting and waiting and waiting. I finally said, could I get an order of the sourdough toast while I'm waiting? And y'all, they brought it to me. It was complimentary. Oh, dear God. But anyway, and y'all, quite frankly, there was a young man that contacted Big Fatty, and y'all, I won't get into the vulgarity of the details, but y'all, he was 30 to 32, and he contacted Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, I'm right around the corner from your hotel. I would love to come by and have some inappropriate touching with you. And I said, yes. And y'all, he came over here, and y'all, it was good. I'm very happy with that. And anyway, there was something else I was going to say also. And what was it? Oh, Big Fatty, Big Fatty, you really need to stop making notes. The other thing the reason I chose the clip for today's show is I wanted to confirm with Miss Kathy Bacon and everyone else that the $7.77 has been delivered to its rightful owner, and they also...
It says, screw the mule and 40 acres.
Yeah, they didn't want that. They just wanted the $7.77.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.